This month, Ozarks at Large, along with several other outlets across the country, is participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, a nonpartisan campaign dedicated to the rediscovery and recommitment of democratic values and institutions. Throughout November, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. Today, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda speaks with Jennifer Price, Director of Elections for Washington County, about transitioning to casting votes on electronic machines instead of paper ballots.
One of the fears we had with this new voting system was that we've been asked that question a lot of times from voters. Well, where's my receipt to show that I voted? You know, they wanted to walk out with something showing that they had voted. And so we were afraid that when they took the paper ballot, put it into the express vote, which is just the marking device, it is not counting your votes. It's just you're selecting your choices, then it prints them out and you can see them. We did not want voters to think that express vote was counting their votes, and then that paper ballot was their receipt. And then they walk out of the polls with it thinking, oh, look, here's how I voted, and I have proof of how I voted. So that is your paper ballot, and it goes into the ballot box before you leave. But that definitely is something that we have trained our poll workers to watch for and to make sure that we always refer to that as a ballot, because we know that receipt, it's important. And so we always look at your receipt when you leave the polling place is that I voted sticker. And so that's kind of how we do our training for our voters. But we do. The new system we have with the paper ballot, and even though it is an electronic marking device, you can verify not only on the electronic marking device what your selections were, but you can also verify them on the paper ballot before you place it into the ballot box. So you have several opportunities to let a poll worker know, hey, I meant to vote for candidate A, but I accidentally voted for candidate B, or I forgot to vote on a race, and we can correct that. The only time we cannot correct is once you've put the ballot in the ballot box. So if you think for any reason that we've given you the wrong precinct, or there was a candidate that should have been on your ballot, ask and we will look into it. But don't place your ballot into the ballot box, because once you've done that, you've already cast your vote. But that paper ballot also lets us do a backup for the election. So if we were to have to do a hand recount, we actually have paper ballots where we can look and we can see what the selections were made on each ballot and do a hand count if we needed. We do extensive testing before the election, which is called logic and accuracy, so that we make sure that every single precinct, every single race, and every single candidate, the votes are counted for accurately. And so before we go into Election Day, we have done that several times on all of the machines, on everything that we can test to make sure that you are getting an accurate ballot.
With the new electronic marking machines, is there any option for somebody who walks in and says, I really just want to like do a paper ballot. Can I just do it the old-fashioned way?
So you can't do it the old-fashioned way. So there still are the traditional. We call them traditional because we try and encourage everyone to think of this as a paper ballot.
Sure.
The only difference is you're using an electronic marking device.
You're pushing a button instead of a pen.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we always refer to it as a paper ballot. The traditional paper ballot where you fill it in with the ovals are only available to someone who needs an absentee ballot. And so, but just wanting a traditional paper ballot does not qualify as a need to receive an absentee ballot. But for those who are concerned and they're curious about, well, I like the old-fashioned way where I fill in the ovals. The machine that counts that traditional ballot and the machine that counts the paper ballot that you received on Election Day is the same machine. So it's really just a fancy Scantron. So whether you're marking it by pencil on an oval or you're marking it with the express vote electronically, the same machine counts it, and they're looking for the same, like, marking device.
That was Director of Elections for Washington County, Jennifer Price, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda as part of our Civics Education Series. All this month, Ozarks at Large and other media outlets across the country are participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, an effort to explore and explain civics and government. You can learn more at purpleprojectfordemocracy.org.